First, Barbara, generally speaking, what has changed as of the new year?
Well, as of today, January 10th, there are new compliance regulations going into effect that will impact all residential mortgage lenders, unless you're a very small lender, and only originate 500 loans per year or less. So some very small community banks and credit unions are not going to be governed by this rule, but generally speaking, everybody else.
Have lenders implemented many of these rules already?
To some degree, these go back to the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act. The parts now that are coming into play that impact mortgage lenders are pretty much an 804-page set of regulations known as qualified mortgage and ATR, or ability to repay rules. So these are going to require lenders to do a much more in-depth job of analyzing not just borrowers' current income, but what their income would look like going into the future. So there's going to be quite a bit more scrutiny done of every application in regard to a borrower's debt, their current income, and what's likely to happen to their income in the future, which that's the tough part, obviously.
So this probably means an awful lot more background and paperwork for borrowers and lenders. And does it also lengthen the time it takes to process these loan applications?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was just going to say that probably that's the one thing we can be absolutely certain of. Eventually, lenders will automate some of their processes and things will get a little bit more streamlined over time, like with any new regulation or change in process and procedure. But initially, it's going to take a lot of getting used to. And I would say probably is going to add to the cost.
I was going to ask you, what does that mean for home buyers in the market right now?
Well, again, they will be subject to these new requirements as of today. So I think the big thing is, though, not to panic with this stuff, because it's like any other piece of legislation. Initially, it's scary, but you kind of get used to it. I think the thing that people need to just be wary of is to expect that they will be asked for a lot of supporting documentation. Like if they've applied for credit even within the last 6 months, unrelated to the mortgage, they will be asked to identify what that credit was, if it resulted in new monthly payments or additional debt, and not to be surprised at that.
Now, in some ways, is this really just reverting back to the way things were done 10, 15 years ago? I know when buying a house many, many years ago, it seemed like there was an awful lot of paperwork and scrutiny and so on. It doesn't seem like it was a very simple and easy process. And I'm wondering if maybe that process over time just got more lax and now we've kind of gone back to the way it was.
Well, we actually have gone back to the way it was in the past 3 or 4 years. Since the whole financial meltdown of 2008, now this is taking it a step further. I don't ever, and I've been in the business almost 30 years, I've never seen a point in time where we had to verify future income. You kind of looked at the borrower right now in the space and time. So employers will be asked questions like, what is the likelihood of an individual's income to stay the same? And I think that's going to be a little tough, because how many employers are willing to state that? If it's a bonus, they're probably going to say things like, well, we can't predict that and we can't comment, which means now it's going to be up to the lender. I think that's where it's going to start to get a little murky.
What about the housing market in general, with interest rates ticking up over the past year and with more stringent borrowing standards now in place? Are we going to see this slow recovery in the housing market get stalled?
I don't think it will stall it entirely, but I think it may slow it down, especially at least initially, if for no other reason that it's going to take longer to process loans, my guess is. Some people may not qualify anymore, because one of the other things that's happening is the debt-to-income ratio is being lowered. In order for a loan to qualify as a no pun intended, qualified mortgage, the overall debt-to-income ratio of the borrower is not going to be able to exceed 43%. But it's going to be challenging for some people.
Barbara Cunningham is with the Greater Manchester Nashua Board of Realtors. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.